Dan's Drive and Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, the minute-to-minute podcast covering Doris Wishman's A Night to Dismember, episode minus one. The actual footage from the movie is complete in the promotional trailer. We've got a pretty good idea of what the movie's going to be about, maybe too good of an idea. And right now we are watching the final remarks from the gentleman I have called Drunk Uncle, Camp Drunk Uncle throughout. He is standing in the doorways of a mausoleum with his black cape pulled up under his neck, delivering, frankly, a lot of hyperbole. Let's listen to the rest of it.
Show what horror is truly all about. No one will know until you meet again. In your nightmares.
Well, this might be a shorter episode than the previous ones. Yeah, we've only got about 30 seconds of stuff going on here, and it's two shots. And the first shot is this guy still talking about this is the film that shows you what horror is truly all about, and he'll see us next in my nightmares, not his nightmares. And then when he says your nightmares, his eyes bug out really wide, and it's like, there you go, Camp Drunk Uncle, you're the best. And then he begins to laugh hysterically. He backs into the mausoleum as the doors swing shut. And we pan down to like a door handle with a lion's head on it. And then the last few seconds of the Night to Dismember logo again, where you can clearly see that it's copyright 1983. So, yeah, that's about it for this minute. Maybe I could have lumped that in with the previous minute. I'm not 100% sure, but hey, you know, what happens. So I tried to be true to the art form of the minute by minute podcast. I will not give you short shrift on that. So we're at the end of the promotional trailer for Doris Wishman's, I was going to say Night of Horror, Doris Wishman's Night to Dismember. And I thought it was a hoot. I thought it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It certainly looks like it's going to be crazy. It looks like it's going to be filled with gore and all kinds of crazy stuff. And it was slasher time. So she, you know, there were plenty of supernatural slashers. But Superstition is one. Boarding House is another. So there was plenty of great crazy stuff like that that you could do. And I guess let's just go over, since I can't end the podcast right here, I would like to go a few more minutes. Let's just go over real quick what we know about the story, and then we will wrap it up and head on to the next episode. All right, so we've got the Kent family, and the Kent family living in, Wildmire Lake? It's a place by a lake. One winter, their house is visited by a disfigured man who basically possesses Mary. The implication later on being that this is the living dead who needs some sort of victim to take over and then use that victim to kill the family members of that person. Why? That's probably explained more in the movie, or maybe not. So, Mary is taken over. And then what happens with Mary's family? Mary's family seems to be set slightly in the past because she's got that wig on. It seems to manifest itself, the evil, in some sort of dry ice smoke effect. Although that effect doesn't occur in the Monroe section with Vicky. It's just in the shots with Mary. And yeah, Mary, at first the tactic seems to be, this evil seems to take over Mary very quickly and makes her roll around like a nude in the blue nudes. Don't make me sing it again. And Mary is taken over by this thing, and it seems like it starts off with the raw psychological horror with threats and the recriminations and stuff like that. And then one night, now it says threats and recriminations. I thought that meant that Mary would threaten her family and the criminal and back and forth, and like she would instigate it. But then she has the moment in there where she says, I hate them. So maybe they're coming after her. Maybe the thing is influencing them. I don't know. I guess we'll find out in the movie. But one night she goes crazy. She kills everyone. The house is empty. Sometime later, it's not specified how long, and the one gravestone we see that's Kent-related, we can't fully read what the death date is on it. New family, the Monroes, move in. There seem to be four of them, but then when the killing starts, there seems to be six, eight, nine, ten of them. And those two chooches in the catacomb, they seem to be in both members of the family. I don't know if that's a reincarnation thing or what it is. But they have a daughter named Vicky, who looks exactly like Mary, except she has lovely feathered hair instead of that goofy wig that Mary wore. And the spirit, or the living dead, seems to be taking a different tactic with Mary, I'm not sure why, instead of just arriving and possessing her, and then sort of driving her to the point where she kills her family. Vicky is sort of, it looks like Vicky is sort of just driven mad in a slow, calm kind of, well, a slow, calm, driven mad in a slow, calm way, yeah. Sorry about that. It looks like she's driven mad in kind of a slow, deliberate kind of way with lots of strange noises and rooms and hands shooting out of the ground and hands shooting out from behind trees and grabbing her. And it looks like the way they describe it with the fight between the living dead and the victim, it seems like maybe Mary... Vicky might win. I did it again. Vicky might win, but then it looks like there's that hallucination she has where her family kills her in alternate negative and positive, with the negative being when they swing and attack her and the positive being like the points of impact and entry with the blades. So that must drive her over the edge and she begins to kill everybody. And that's Night to Dismember, or at least the Night to Dismember promotional trailer. And you might be saying to yourself, wow, that trailer gave away a lot. Well, keeping in mind that it is meant to sell the movie to prospective buyers, so you're not going to want to leave... There is quite a bit left open, but you're not going to want to be too vague, especially 1983-ish, about Jaguar effects and your creative kills and things like that. That's what they're going to want to see. Anyone buying it up is going to want to see. And at the same time, they're not going to care if you ruin the movie for them. I doubt they're going to say, man, you spoiled that. I didn't want to know what's going on. You, however, listener, from what I've told you, from what we've discussed, from what you've seen, from what you've heard, are probably thinking, Dan, that spoiled a little too much for me. When we go into the actual body of the movie itself, I feel like I know everything that's happened. Well, surprise! About 80% of what we talked about, what you heard, what we saw, isn't in the movie. I'm not going to tell you what specifically. I will just throw a few things out there. Well, I'm not going to tell you everything specifically. I'm going to throw a few things out there. One, that room full of people who looked like they were partying and backing away from the couch in the dry ice, not in the movie. As far as I can remember, the woman who gets chased down the dry ice steps into the crazy Argento-esque laundry room, not in the movie. Mary Kent with the wig? Not in the movie. The stuff we just watched purports to be, and I think he says it, I think at the previous minute, our narrator mentions that even those who don't believe in the supernatural will believe after this. It's a supernatural slasher. Night to Dismember isn't a supernatural slasher. It's a straight-up slasher. As far as I can remember, there's nothing supernatural in it. And the biggest thing about this promotional trailer that you may have noticed if you know of the movie, or I'll tell you now, is the star of the movie is Samantha Fox, not the pop star, the 70s, 80s porn star. You'll notice I never mentioned her once because she's not in the promotional trailer at all. So what we just discussed for the past six episodes, throw it all out. That ain't a Night to Dismember. It's an alternate world Night to Dismember. And you may be thinking, Dan, why did you tell us all this? Why did you show us this? Because there's a great story for behind Night to Dismember. It might be better than the movie. No, it's not better than the movie. But the story behind Doris Wishman in the making of this film is pretty fantastic. And that's what episode zero is going to consist of. We're not going to cover a minute of the movie. We're going to talk for a bit about how this movie was made and why the promotional trailer you just saw pretty much in no way, shape, or form looks like the movie that we're about to watch. So, for the last time, I'll play you a little eerie music from this trailer because it's going to change when we hit the movie. I can't remember if this movie music is actually in the movie. I would say probably not. But here, Enjoy it one last time, and I'll see you for episode 0 and the story behind A Night to Dismember.
What are you afraid of?